the games are funny. They're, I always say they're really fickle, and to be honest, they're all put us to the pin of our collar, and but either team could have won the game based on the last few plays, and I suppose maybe that bit of experience has helped us on a good few occasions at this stage to edge out a game or to finish a game. And you know, it was needed that day, it was needed the last day against St. Finbarr's as well. And it's funny sometimes, you know, those games remind you of other games, and you tend to rely on what you know. And we have probably got pretty good at those situations. If we get within a sniff of it, we tend to back ourselves to try and edge it. You know,
there's a saying amongst those press people at the moment, and it's like Bellier by a pint. It just seems to be the mantra.
Yeah, we took it a laughing about it too. Like I know, like Pierce Lillis has often said that there would be group games there in the Clare Championship, and it shows you how competitive those games are, that we might win by a pint or two. And they're some of the best games that you learn from, I suppose, compared to games that you might win by, you know, 10 or 11 pints, and you might learn a whole pile. So I suppose, but maybe we want to get into the habit of maybe stretching it out a little bit more.
It's been some journey though for Bellier, let's be honest about it. I mean, go back 10, 15 years ago, you know, I mean, no one would have envisaged 4 county titles, a Munster club title, and back into another one. I mean, it's the stuff of dreams, really.
Yeah, like, and look, we were all in primary school in Bellier when the Bellier got to their first county final. Way back, and you know, we were all in fourth or fifth class marching off to Cusey Park to go and see Bellier. They played Clarecastle, and Clarecastle beat as well.
I'm a magpie now. You don't have to hold it against
us. I know that. I'm only massaging the ego here a little bit now. But no, beat as well. But I suppose that's where it all starts, isn't it? And kids going to games over the last few weeks, seeing county finals, whether they be from Airoga or Bellier, and seeing players that they know from their locality going to battle is a great thing, I think. And yeah, we've been, look, games have been tight. Aina last year, Nairog this year, puck of a ball between it. And but you know, we're thrilled to be on that side of it, and into the Munster club campaign, which is a different beast altogether.
And all those tight games, I mean, it does give you the experience, because let's be honest about it, you needed every ounce of experience against the Bears. Even though they were down a man, they were all relentless.
Yeah, I think you learn every day. I find, like, I probably look back in the Bears game and you wouldn't be too happy, like, with certain things, or you know, like your own performance or that kind of way. So I think you do learn an awful lot every day you go out, whether that's a challenge game or a club game or a county game. So they were exceptional, really physical team, probably the most physical we faced in any of our campaigns so far. Like, you can see their footballing prowess, I suppose, in the way they could impose tackles on us. And but
it was definitely hard hitting though.
Yeah, it was very physical, and conditions play into that as well. Like, you can see by the conditions here in Bellier this evening, it's horrendous stuff. And you know, you have to adapt to that as well.
And look, take it forward now. I mean, you are up against the reigning All-Ireland club champions, and they did put on what I would call a masterclass of hurling in the second half against Napiershick. It's no easy task, and for the first time, probably all year, Bellier will not be favourites.
No, and we're fully in realisation of that, that you're probably going to be out at 5 or 6 to 1, and you know, that's fine, I think.
Crazy odds when you consider that Bellier have Tony Kelly.
I suppose you don't have to look too far to see the marker on it though, and you know, 17 points last year is a fair, if you ever need a wake up call, that's a fair summation to look at, based on last year. So, but look, we'll put our head down over the next couple of weeks. We'll get the bodies right. I think we need to know, and we look forward to it.
And look, as you say, bookies will probably have you 4 or 5, whatever, to one. That means, though, you have nothing to lose. Like, you can just hurl with that abandonment. And that's a dangerous thing for your opponent.
Yeah, that's it. And you do back yourself to to go in and we'll prepare as well as we can over the next couple of weeks. And I suppose the one thing you would say is, you can never write a team like that off either. So we'll take it as it comes.
And look, I'm sure the aim will be to keep it tight, get to the last 10 minutes, and if you're in a sniff, what better team to win than Ballyhea?
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, they're a team that just can hurt you either way. And like Ballyhale saw that last year in an All-Ireland Club final. Pearcy saw it for the first, 10-15 minutes of the game the last day. So hurling's a bit like that. You can't rest on your laurels. You've got to keep going to the well and keep showing up every day you go out. So that's what we'll be looking to do the next day.
And come here, look, here tonight, it's still a privilege, isn't it, to be 4 weeks from Christmas and to be out. I know it's horrendous, but I mean, every other club hurler in the county would love to be in your position.
Oh, 100%. And I think you have to, you have to pinch yourself at times to see how far this has come, and to see how, the buy-in from everyone and the work that goes on behind the scenes for us to get here, I think. And also, the realization of the year that's there, like it's a great sign that you're at this end of the season. I always say that, like, that if you're pushing into November, that's always a great thing on the club scene. So we'll put the head down for another couple of weeks.